For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Monday evening, December the 31st, 1979. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp Midwinter Camp Meeting, being held in Hot Springs, Arkansas. This is one of three of New Year's Eve. The speaker on this tape is David Bunch, Jr. of Van Nuys, California. And the blessing of the Lord is flowing and moving through him, and he's going to minister to us for a while the word of the Lord.
Oh, the Lord is worthy. Let's praise the Lord. Let's give him thanksgiving. Let's give him honor, all right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful power. Thank you, Jesus, for your wonderful anointing. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Rabba, Sandalabokur, Vidya, Sandalabokur, Rabba, Sandalibihaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Father, we bring our thoughts and our minds and our hearts into Thee now. We've entered Thy courts with praise and thanksgiving. We pray, Lord God, that You will illumine our minds as to the Word of God, and we bind any force that would hinder the Word going forth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. I was requested a little earlier today if I could sort of share a little bit of my testimony, and I'd love to. Because I count it a privilege to share what God has done in my life and how many times He's helped me and everything. I praise Him. You know that? When I was very young, I fell off a swing set. My dad remembers this. I fell off a swing set backwards, and I hit my head. And at that time, there was damage done to my brain, which caused a sort of a setback in my learning process to the degree that I would have things twisted around. When I'd learn something, it would be backwards. You know, I was taught by my mom and dad in a Calvert course in the early years, and Dad and I would have sessions where I'd try to learn a simple division problem, and I could not for the life of me figure it out. I could not comprehend the whole idea. I could not. And at the same time, a spirit of binding or retarding my learning process came in at that time. And being a time of ignorance about different things that are happening and autism, we found out that it was a spirit of autism in a way that it would take me a long time to learn something if I learned it at all. I would never be able to finish a time test. You know, you have these little tests in school to find out how much you know and so on and so forth. And if I had enough time, I could finish it, and I probably could do pretty well. But I didn't have enough time to read the question, understand it, and then write the answer. So I would find myself maybe getting through with the time test, but having 90% of it wrong because I misunderstood the question. So I labored under this thing, and as a result of this, I had great fear come upon me. It was a fear of man, fear of ridicule. I became very backward. I became very depressed. But you know, God had a call on my life. I praise God for that. He had chosen me out of so many. And He said, I want that man, and I want to use him for my glory. And I thank God for that. But I said, Lord, why me? I said, I can't even talk straight before two or three people, let alone a crowd. And believe me, if you've ever been under a spirit of fear, you know what it is to have your stomach churn so badly, that you can't even speak. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. And it's the most horrible thing. And then sure enough, you do goof it up. And you feel like you could go into a crack about yay high, you know. So old Satan thought he had me. Satan thought he had me, but God had a purpose. And, you know, traditions, growing up in Christianity, you can get wayward and, and choked up with traditions and things that happen, and this thing happens and that thing happens. And I, as a result, in my teenage years, I sort of grew cold. I didn't go out in the world, but I just grew cold. I didn't have that strong desire to find out more about God. I just didn't have really any desire at all. And God brought me back through a manner that I never would have thought. Satan had laid a trap. Satan had laid a thing in my life, and he set me free from it. Hallelujah. And as a result of this, I can stand before you and testify that Jesus is my healer. 2 years ago, he set me free from this mind-binding spirit and healed me. Now, what we found out was that there's two parts of your brain. There's a right side and there's a left side. Now, the nerve endings and the nerve connections between those two sides were damaged. And so I would get things backwards. And consequently, I was horribly uncoordinated, which was not too happy for me. Well, praise God. I want to praise God for what he brought me out of. And not what I was in, but what he brought me out of. Now I can preach the gospel without fear of man, without fear of condemnation, but knowing that we can walk in the Spirit of the Lord. And I want to give a little bit tonight on how to overcome the spirit of fear after you've received your deliverance, because I have personal experience in this area. Now, here I am. I'm set free from the spirit of fear, but yet I still have this nervousness. I still feel afraid. What do we do then? Well, we build ourselves up in the Word of God, don't we? What does the Word say about you? What does the Word say about you? And this is the important thing. What does the Word say about you? Well, it says that you are the righteousness of God in him. Well, in whom? Well, in Christ Jesus. As you abide in him and he abides in you, you can ask whatsoever you will and it shall be done. You can ask in the name of Jesus and expect the Holy Spirit to be there to perform. Hallelujah. Tonight I want to speak just for a time about the anointing that abideth within. The anointing that abideth within. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, 1 Corinthians 6 chapter and the 19th verse, it says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? This temple of God is within you. This temple of God is within you. This dwelling place of the living God is within you. Hallelujah. It's not coming, in a sense. It's there. And God lives in you, and he dwells in you, and there he abides, because you've accepted Jesus Christ. Word of God says that Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Now, I know there are many who have taken this, well, if he's the way, the truth, and life, then he's everything, so Jesus only. Well, no. He says, I'm the door to the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the door to a way of the new life, and I'm a door to the truth, and I'm a door to the Spirit of life, the living God. The new life, the transformed life. I'm a way to this area. And when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior and our sacrifice for our sins, we accepted all that God had for us, and as a result, he came to dwell in us. He said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them, and they shall be my people, and I shall be their God. Hallelujah. So this is a beautiful attribute. I began to look at that, and I said, well, wow. You know what that makes me? That puts me in the same seat that Jesus was when he was born. He was God, and he was man. Now, I'm not matured. I'm not sinless as he was. But to a degree, it puts me in the same seat because I have God dwelling within me. Amen? I have God dwelling within me, but yet I'm still a man. And there are things that I need deliverance from. There's things that I need to learn. I need to learn how to walk in the Spirit. I'm brand new, but yet the fullness of God dwells there. And a place in the Word of God says that we're children, we're little children, but even though we're as a servant, even though we're little children, we're still Lord of all of God's inheritance. We're still lords, even as you have a young man born into a king's house. Now, this person is not put in a place of authority. This young man is not put in a place of authority, but if he asks his dad, boy, there you go. You see, we have that area. We have that right in the name of Jesus. But more than this, we have him with us at all times. And I begin to realize this and begin to put faith in this fact that though I feel as though the hordes of hell are around me, greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. He's in there. And though I feel as I'm going to be defeated the very next moment, I have the realization that the victory is within. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I don't have to worry about the obstacle that's coming up. The anointing of God abideth within. He's there. Hallelujah. Now we see that the Comforter has come in John 14:26. John, the 14th chapter, 26th verse. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now we see here, first of all, that the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost is to bring to our remembrance, bring to our realization all that he has said, all that's in the Word of God. But more than this, I love to share this with people. Not only an understanding up here, but a heart reality and a reaction. Whenever you're put in a test and a trial, how many of you realize that all of a sudden the Holy Spirit takes over and you begin to act out the Word? You begin to act out that joy. You begin to act out that patience, that kindness, and so on and so forth, if you allow Him to. He puts that knowledge here, not just up here, not a head knowledge, but a heart reality. A heart reality. Praise God. And it's necessary that the Holy Spirit do this for us so that we have this understanding also. Praise God. But also for power. He has also come to give you power. Acts 1:8 says, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Didn't that say that? Alrighty, have you received that power? By faith have you proclaimed, I have all power through the power of the living God. Hallelujah. I don't know if many of you have heard this area of teaching. Maybe you have, maybe you didn't realize the full potential of it. But ye must receive power. You will receive power after that Holy Spirit has come upon you. So they did. They received power. They believed that they have received that power, and they acted upon it. Now, they didn't feel like they should step out. Maybe they had the leading of the Spirit, but they didn't feel like victorious many times. They just stepped out by faith, and the Holy Spirit was right there. Right? It didn't have to come upon them. Once the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you have received the Holy Spirit, it never leaves you. The Holy Spirit abides within. There it stays. Sometimes it's more evident, the anointing is more evident than others, but it abides in you. Hallelujah. It stays there. It doesn't go someplace above. Many of us mistake the New Testament with the Old Testament, where the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. Where the Spirit of the Lord would come upon different ones. And then they would begin to speak and prophesy and so on and so forth. Not anymore. The Spirit of the Lord is within you. Hallelujah. He abides within. Now, we may not feel like it. It may not seem like it. But put faith in that fact that the Word of God says He's in there and He'll be there every single time. Hallelujah. I've always likened it to pulling a load. You can have great big diesel praying engine, maybe even two hooked up together, and you got three cars hanging on the back of it. Now, you don't need all that powerful. You only use one diesel engine. But say you got 50 cars lined up. Then that other diesel engine clicks on, and you keep right on going. Isn't that right? That's the same way with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's the same way with the anointing that abideth within. When you're pulling the load, the Holy Spirit's there. When you're not pulling the load, He's still there, but not quite as evident. He's still there. He never leaves you. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord is so good. He's so beautiful. He anoints us. And it says, the word of God says that the anointing breaketh the yoke, destroys the power of the enemy, and breaketh the yoke. Now, He has given us not only a spirit. The word of God says in Timothy 1:7, 1 Timothy 1:7, I believe it is, Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Now, there's power counterbalanced with love. So then we don't have this overbalance of power where we're, bless God, any situation that comes up, I can handle it, so on and so forth. You don't walk in that type of wisdom. That type of wisdom is from beneath. That wisdom is from the devil. The wisdom from above doesn't puff you up. When you begin to realize the full potential in you, it shouldn't puff you up. It shouldn't cause you to be self-sufficient that you can't come before the Lord and ask for a need. He's balanced. He's balanced with love. And love is humble. Love is giving. Love is ever ready to say, Lord, here I am. I'm standing in need of prayer. You see, it's always balanced. But then when Satan comes along, he tries to throw you one way. He tries to throw you the other. Says, well, you're not worthy, you know. You don't feel the power of God, so it must not be. How could the Word of God be true if you don't feel? I wish that word were never in the English language. Really, we go by feeling too much. We walk not by sight, but by faith in the Word of God. Faith in what He has said. We don't walk by what we see. If we could see it, you know, what would we have to hope for? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So we take in the whole aspect of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the power that dwelleth within. And now we see not only the power of God, but we see the quiet spirit. I believe this in 1 Thessalonians. It says to study to be quiet. Not intrusive. Not boisterous. Not one that always has a word and well, at least they think they do, and willing to tell you so, you know. We have too many of those people that bless God, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that, and they being a reproach on the gospel, people say, well, if that's laws and all this and laws, I don't want that gospel. I don't want that. If that's Christianity, I don't want that. I believe in a balanced ministry. I believe in a balanced witness. If what you have is real, they'll come and ask you. But even if you're led of the Holy Spirit, you'll talk to them. Amen? And God always opens up a way. God always opens up a way. It's a quiet spirit and the fruits of the Spirit that are manifest in our spirit. We must learn to live love, compassion, and also realize the attributes and the area of full faith, full power and anointing that abideth within. It's important for us to stay away from any thoughts, any areas that you would feel as though you're not capable of what God leads you to do. Now, this area of feeling must be taken out of your whole idea, your whole context of whether you're going to obey the Lord or not. Now, you've given your life to Him. He's the Lord of your life. He's either Lord when you are in the light or and in the darkness, or He's not your Lord at all. So in other words, when God says to move out and say, well, I know I worship you as Lord, but Lord, you know, do I have to? You've either given to Him your whole life or not. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So let's realize the balanced area here. The gospel of the living God going forth. Praise God. How many agree with me? I know this is not new to some of you, and some of you it may be new, or you already knew it, but it hasn't really become a reality in your heart. I want to challenge you to cause this to be a reality. Realize that God dwells within you and appropriate it. Amen? Appropriate it. It'll change your life. It really will. It'll change your life because you can see the result of stepping out in faith. Stepping out in confidence in God's Word, and God is always there every single time. Hallelujah. I always liken it to old Peter getting out of the boat. Lord said, come. He said, okay, Lord. And I could see him just looking at that water, you know. And he said, God said, come. God said, come. God said, come. He's not even listening to himself. He's not even listening to his feelings. The other people were saying, hey, Peter, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You look what you're doing. Yeah, wait a minute, hold on there. And sure enough, there he goes, just tottering off on the water. We should be that bold. We said, bless God, the Lord tell me, here I go. The Lord told me so. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's so many facets, so many areas. There's a time to mourn. There's a time to be glad. There's a time to rejoice. And there's a time of sorrowing. Amen? And we must be attentive to God's Word and attentive to God's Spirit so we know all the attributes, every area that God would have us to walk in. Praise the Lord. That's been on my heart because I know it was a great release for me to realize that I am what God says I am. And you can imagine with me for a moment a young man that is so filled with fear and self-condemnation. I felt as though I was the lowliest person on earth. And I got to such depths that I tried to take my life, but I couldn't bring myself to it. Several times. Because I felt as though, well, God, it's better that I go home than to live this meager existence. I can't function. I can't do anything that would make me happy or feel as though I was a person. You see? And I felt as though I was up against a wall. See, I had enough awareness of myself to know that I was not as other people. But yet I had a fear in me that kept me from even trying to be as other people. You see? I said, there was the thing that turned my heart around that brought me to the Lord was a horrible disaster. I can't even go into it. But I said, God, I make a decision right now that I'm not going to even look back. I'm not going to do a thing. I'm going to do it your way from now on. That's it. Hallelujah. And from that moment on, I got out the Word and I studied the Word without a doubt. That's the Word. That's the Word. And the Word cleansed my mind. And it brought me out of that area of fear. And when I began to realize who I was, then I had a purpose. I had a reason for living. And He cleansed my mind. And He cleansed my body. I thank God for the reality of the Word of God. I thank God for His power and anointing. Hallelujah. Don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Let's all bow our heads. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we know Your Word. We know Your power. We know Your anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Praise God. Yea, my people, I will call thee up higher, and I will call thee out of those areas that do so easily beset thee. those things that come into thy life and cause thee to be set back from seeing the vision and set back from doing those things that I would have thee to do. Come out from among them. Come out from those things that so easily beset thee. Be not fearful, but be strong in me, for my word says, and if thou wilt believe it, if thou wilt believe what my word says, then thou shalt know greater and greater height of beautiful things that I would do unto thee, and I would bring thee into a greater knowledge of the word, a greater understanding in thy life. And yea, I call thee unto this higher ground, unto this area that I have set before thee, saith the living God. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a quiet spirit in this place, isn't there? Wonderful move of the Lord. I love God, don't you? Hallelujah. How many of you feel clean inside, right? I mean, right in your breast. You feel just so good. You can just take a deep breath and it feels like it goes clear down to your toes. That's the anointing that abides within, you know? Have you ever had this happen? You go into a place and you just don't feel good right in here. You don't know what it is. You just know you shouldn't be there. You don't know why, but you shouldn't be there. Learn to follow that leading. When you come up to a person and you greet them, and you feel like a wall or something between them, you don't know what it is, but there's a wall there, and you don't understand. Many times that's demon powers. Many times their life isn't really committed to the Lord. When there's a wall there, take note of that. Say, Lord, show me. Show me. Or you meet somebody and you feel grieved about them. It's not, you say, oh, well, maybe it's a conflict of personalities or something. No. We don't war against flesh. We war against principalities and powers. Begin to follow the leading of the Spirit that dwells within. The anointing of God abideth within you. So begin to follow the leading of the Spirit. Have a humble and contrite spirit, but don't be afraid, but be bold to speak up. Amen? Amen. I feel that we should have different ones that feel that they would... Well, just a minute. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's all stand and let's recognize the anointing of the living God that dwells within. Amen. Let's raise our hands. Hallelujah. Father, you said there's one baptism but many fillings. Father, we receive a filling of thy Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. We receive that filling of thy Holy Spirit, that refreshing, Lord God, that anointing inside our lives, a flood, a fountain of God. Hallelujah. We receive it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. Hallelujah. Now, as the body of Christ, as anointed of the living God, let's come against the enemy. All right? Something tries to hang over our midst sometimes to hinder the word going forth. All right? Let's rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. All right? Let's rebuke that spirit. Let's stand against it in the name of Jesus. I am a child of the King, and I command you, Satan, go in Jesus' name. You must leave in Jesus' name. You cannot stay. We refute your decree upon this service. We refute your decree in the name of Jesus. We negate anything that has been said in Jesus' name. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We command you to go. Hallelujah. Loose, loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, we curse by Abba, Eklish, And Aiba, in the name of Jesus, we command your cohort. We command every single spirit of the enemy to go from this midst in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. That's what we needed. How many noticed? Sometimes you'll notice this in a service. Satan always tries to come in where he knows the word is going to be preached, or a truth that's going to open and just take some of his ground. And tonight was such a night. We were going to take some ground away from Satan when we begin to come into the reality of who we are. So Satan would try to come into our midst to stifle our understanding, and so on and so forth. Maybe slowly, maybe unobtrusively, but there nonetheless. And believe me, he tries. But I want you, every time you feel a heavy spirit or a quiet area, not the spirit of the Lord, not spirit of conviction, but an uneasy spirit, you feel something that's just not quite right, I want you to begin interceding for that service right there where you are. It's your home church, wherever it may be. Begin to intercede for that service. You have the right. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That ears will be open to the gospel, that people will hear what God has to give forth. Hallelujah. Now, I feel a lifting of that heavy spirit right now. I feel better already, don't you?
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. That's it. That's it. That's done in Jesus' name. It's done in Jesus' name. We're going to have a wonderful time tonight of just fellowshipping and loving one another and blessings and so on and so forth. We'll probably have a prayer line later of deliverance. Deliverance. Hallelujah. Satan can't take what's ours, can he? No, it's ours. It's ours, and we're going to walk on it. We're going to possess the land where the soles of our feet touch. It's ours. It's ours in Jesus' name. Praise God. I felt that we should be encouraged in the Lord tonight. Because, you know, I come up to people, different ones, and if you'll listen real carefully, you can usually tell where they are, whether they're defeated by the words of their mouth. You see, you can tell how far along they are in the Word of God. You can tell how far along or whether Satan's battling them or so on and so forth. If you'll be sensitive in the Spirit, if you'll be sensitive in the Spirit, and you can pray for people, you can begin to see this and pray for them that the Lord would illumine their understanding and so on and so forth. But I've seen many people come up and they say, well, oh Lord, it's almost as though they feel like they're cut off from the Lord. You know what I mean? Well, it's good to have a sense of need. It's good to have an area of your life where you feel that the Lord's dealing with you. But have confidence when it feels like the trial is so heavy on you that God is there. And though you don't have an answer for this problem, and you don't have a reason why it's coming, you know God is there. And hold on to that fact. Don't let it go. Don't deny in the dark what God has made real in the light. By that I mean, here we are in service. We're rejoicing. We're thanksgiving. And the Lord drops a truth in your heart that the Word of God is forever abiding within you. And the Holy Spirit is the anointing that breaketh the yoke. He abides in you. Then you go home and maybe you have an unsaved husband or there's something in your family and here's a conflict and you're in the midst of it and you say, well, Lord, where are you? He's still there. He never left you. Have confidence in that in the trial and test and you'll feel more secure. You'll feel like the Word of God, praise God, you feel like the majority, really. It seems like there's hordes of hell all around you. But God will open up your eyes and you'll see they that be with you, they be on your side, are more than they that be against you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Every single one of us are going to have a trial and test come, but these come to test you. Test you, why? So that you will begin to lean on the Lord a little more and realize more of His Word in a heart reality. Not to destroy you. Somebody says, well, Lord, do I have to go through the trials? Do I have to go through the tests? Maybe I did something wrong. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Jesus suffered trials and tests and so on and so forth. And He learned obedience through those things that He suffered. The Word of God says, consider not strange when all these fiery trials are come to try you. And He says that when you go through this refiner's flame, that you'll come out as pure as gold. Thank God for the trials and tests. Learn something through the trials and tests. Amen? Learn something. Amen. You say, well, it seems as though it can't be of God all the time. Not necessarily. It's not of God all the time. The difference between the two is God always gives you an escape hatch when you're going through His trial, doesn't He? And the escape hatch is the Word of God. So you begin to decree the Word of God. And you speak to that problem. Sure enough, then it goes away. It subsides because you're doing it God's way. You learn obedience through the things that you suffer. Now, the other kind of trial is from disobedience. And you get out of the will of the Lord, and here you're standing out here, and you're not under the protection of the Lord anymore because you're not doing what He said to do. And Satan takes a swipe at you. And you get closer to Him, and sure enough, it hurts more, and it hurts more. And He comes to kill and destroy. He has no mercy. So the difference between the two trials is a hairline of difference. Both of them are afflicted by Satan, but the one, God has a leash on the enemy. And the other, He doesn't. So you be sure that every day that you walk, that there isn't anything in your heart, unforgiveness, any attitudes of self-confidence, overbearing, anything. Anything. You be humble before God. Make sure you're walking in the will of God. And those things that happen to you will be in the will of God, good or bad. Right? Amen. Isn't that right? Those things that happen to you when you're in the will of God will be in the will of God, good or bad. And then you can praise God, say, thank you, Lord, for the trial and test, that in it all, you will work out your good pleasure in me. Don't thank God that you're miserable. Oh, I thank you, God, for this horrible situation because, I don't know. No, thank God because He has the answer. And in it all, He's going to work out His good pleasure in it. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Thank the Lord. I feel it's a needed area in a lot of people's lives because I was there once and I know what it is to feel as though you're in the midst of a trial and you're in the midst of a test and where do I go now? You know, you feel so all alone. You don't know what to do next. You feel like you're without a sword, without your armor. You're just out there in the midst of barren land. But bless God, when we have confidence in His Word, we have confidence in what He said, it's done in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Brother Miller, I'll turn it back over to you.
Thank you, David. Have faith in your anointing, for it abideth. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Well, let's praise the Lord.
Well, let's just do what David suggested. Let's let the Word abide in us. He just ministered the Word, 1 Corinthians 6:19, And it says, know ye not that you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's right.
Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Sing and dance, you're the temple. Sing and dance, you're the temple. Sing and dance, you're the temple. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know I'm the temple. Yes, I know I'm the temple. Yes, I know I'm the temple. I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Sing and dance, you're the temple. Sing and dance, you're the temple. Sing and dance, you're the temple. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we glorify you, bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ole me kishele la 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 le me kilo. Ele ala la ma kola le me ki. Holy Nimikilia, Nakalami, Elana Bukilia, Elina Makilia, Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord, oh, we bless the Lord, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, la, la, la. Praise you, Lord. Oh, la, come on. Oh, my God. Praise. Oh, la, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBC.com.
There are many free audio files there.
It's like going to Bible school at home.